I'm here today with first-time Random House authors Sharon Janes, Gwen Smith, and Mary Sutherland to talk about their new book about experiencing God with friends. Ladies, it's wonderful to be with you today.
It's great to be here. We're looking forward to it. And thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, Mary, why don't you start the answer on this first question? How did the three of you become girlfriends in God? And tell me a little bit about who you are as individuals, too.
Well, I love this story. Sharon and Gwen and I all had individual ministries of speaking and writing and traveling. And then God began to cross our ministries. Our paths began to cross more and more. And we discovered that we love being part of a team and have the same heart for connecting women with each other and with God. We're very three different people, three different personalities, different stages of life, but we all have the same heart for God. And we really do love each other. We really are girlfriends in God, and that's how God just kind of brought us together. I'm a pastor's wife. My husband pastors a church in Kansas City where I work with the women's ministry. We've been married for 34 years, I'm so old, and have two children, but I totally rock as a grandmother, or as I am known far and wide, as Mimi. So that's my claim to fame.
And this is Sharon, and I just want to add to what Mary said, that we really do love each other as girlfriends in God, just the three of us. And as we were out there doing ministry by ourselves, so writing books on our own and doing conferences, we really saw that we could do so much more together as a team. And I love that African proverb that says that a man by himself can go faster, but a man joined with others can go further. And that's what we wanted to accomplish, is to go further in our ministries together as a team.
Well, Sharon and Mary and I had crossed paths ministry-wise and really enjoyed our time together. We had such a synchronized heart and vision for connecting women to God and to each other, and it was a natural fit. We are real-life girlfriends, and we support and encourage one another in life and in faith, and so it's natural for us to want to join forces and link arms, and it's been an exciting journey. As an individual, I am on the road as your one-stop women's event shop, essentially, because I'm the unique one in the group that's a singer as well and a worship leader. So I kind of bring something new to the table with regards to what I do individually. I'm a songwriter and a worship leader, as well as a speaker and a writer. So that's what God has me doing in ministry. But ultimately, though, honestly, I'm just an average, ordinary woman. I'm like everybody else out there. I am a wife and mom who wears a million different hats. I am pulled and pushed between the balance of life and ministry and family and activity.
Now, Sharon, tell me, how will this devotional be different from the ones you have online?
What we have done on the internet with our online devotions, which over 300,000 women receive those every day, is that's really a smorgasbord of devotions, all different kinds of topics. Well, we've chosen one topic that we see we get the most response from, and that is the whole concept of trusting God, and how do we trust God through the difficulties of life. And we have a themed restaurant now. This is one aspect we pulled out from the buffet, and we're going to be talking just on this one topic on trusting God.
Well, this is Gwen, and I believe one of the big components that separates our online devotions from this devotion book is that our online devotions are varied in topic and theme, and this is specific. But beyond that, it's actually both very personal for the individual reader and yet interpersonal. We have designed and put this book together in such a way that we have a very reflective component. Following each week, we have a journal page that is purposed for the woman as an individual to consider what God has taught her, to think about maybe the things in her life that she's wrestling with regard to trust issues, and also to have a prayerful response that is supposed to be intimate and personal for her. And then, on the other hand, we have designed so many interactive components that are interpersonal. We would love to see this devotion book be used as a springboard for Bible study, and there is a Bible study component. We would love for it to be a tool that is used for two girlfriends who meet together for coffee so that they can wrestle with these trust issues together. We want it to be used by what we're going to call gig groups. So groups in church who might meet during Awana's group or something, where they get together as a small group and go through the book together. They interact with the discussion questions. Or it could even be used as a book that is an outreach tool, where maybe you could invite 8 or 10 neighbors over to join you for a 12-week book study on trusting God. It is definitely a component that should engage the women in interactive conversation, that should connect their hearts and take them to deeper places relationally, as well as definitely move them toward the heart of God. And not only that, so we have the interpersonal element, the very personal element of the reflective component with the journal, but we also have online tools that we would like to have as a support system for this book and for the message of trusting God. We, on our Girlfriends in God website, are having a whole page designed called Girlfriends Talk About Trusting God. And at the conclusion of each week, we're going to allow the women to interact. We're going to encourage them to meet us on our Facebook page to talk about it. And we're going to be creating videos that highlight some of the concepts from each week or some of the stories that we talked about. And Sharon and Mary and I are going to appear on the videos personally to them and just interact with them. So it is far different than our current online devotions, and we're very excited about it.
Now, finally today, ladies, what do you hope women will gain from reading this devotional and sharing the Bible study with their girlfriends?
This is Mary. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is that we really want women to know that they are not alone. I really believe, as Sharon and Gwen do, that God created us to need one another, and that a shared load is a lighter load, and a shared joy is a bigger joy. And we want women to understand they do not have to go through life without that relationship. You know, we live in what I call a microwave mentality world. There are no extended families, or very few, you know, different generations don't live under the same roof or next door in the same neighborhood or even town. So that's a need that we hear from women all the time. And they have friendships, but they're surface friendships. They don't really discuss their struggles and their problems. They talk about things on the surface. And I really sense from the emails that we get from women that they are longing for someone that they can just be real with, authentic, and transparent in a safe place. And we really believe this book will enable women to do that personally as well as in a group of women. It will be formatted in a way that they can do it as a personal Bible study or with a group of women, large, middle, small. But it's a connection tool. It's a friendship tool.
This is Sharon, and I want to piggyback on something that Mary said as she was talking about women being physically alone and feeling emotionally alone. A lot of times I will get emails, almost every day I'll get an email, and a woman will say to me, "I feel like you wrote this devotion just for me today. How did you know that I was going through this particular struggle?" And I always email them back the same thing. I say, "Listen, friend, the reason you feel that way is because we are all struggling with the same things. And so many times women feel like, I'm the only one struggling in my marriage. I'm the only one struggling with a husband who's been unfaithful. I'm the only one who's struggling with depression." And then we'll write a devotion that is addressing something that is the very thing they are going through. And the reason that we're going through the same things they're going through, when I tell them this, is that we all have a common enemy. We all have the common enemy of Satan, who wants to pull us down, and we all have the common Savior, Jesus, who wants to lift us up. So as they're reading what we're writing, they're going to see, I'm not alone. She's going through the same thing I'm going through. And then we'll be able to give them that hope in Jesus Christ, that same hope that we have. They'll be able to grab onto that and to cling to that.
Well, this is Gwen, and one of the things that women tell me all the time when I'm out at conferences or events or even just among my friends is that They struggle reading and understanding the Bible. I think of it as almost a connect-the-dot puzzle. So many women do not understand how the truths of God's Word and the implications of Scripture can apply and play out in their lives. So since there is such a need for women to try and figure out how biblical truths are accurate in their lives, that's one of the elements for me. I feel that this book is gonna meet them right where they are. We're purposing this book to help bring them knowledge and truth from God's Word, these sacred scriptures, and then through the use of stories from our lives and from the lives of other women and from stories in Scripture, help them throw some skin on it, help them understand how this can be application points in their lives, and just to connect the dots between where their current knowledge of God's truth is and how it can play out in the way they think, in the way they respond, in the way they reflect, and in the way they behave as women of God.
Bringing us this wonderful collaborative effort, Girlfriends in God. I was had the chance to speak today with Sharon Janes, Gwen Smith, and Mary Sutherland. Ladies, thanks again for your time, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. It has been great to be here.
And thank you. Thanks for having us.